Great day, great day. How you doing? This is Coach Henton, Sephardine Henton. Man, I want to tell you this. No matter what's going on in your life, you are 100% in control of your emotions. If you know that, you are. So I went inside the post office and I'm mailing off my books. Staying happy and confident when your world's falling apart. The art of mastering stress while achieving greatness. And the teller, she says, hey, how you doing? I said, I feel absolutely excellent. And she was like, wow, even in the cold weather? I said, look, the cold weather does not control my emotions. I control my emotions. I control my outcome. I control my life. Keep that in mind. That one simple thing can assist you, will assist you in achieving different things that you want to achieve, because you'll see life differently. You'll see life as a person in control. How you doing? How you doing? Coach Henton, Sephardine Henton. And I want to share to you keys to success, which I cover in my book, Staying Happy and Confident When Your World Is Falling Apart, which is the art of mastering stress while achieving greatness. Now, the first key is must go 100% all in. Number two, stay focused. Number three, stay persistent. Number four, never settle for less ever. And number five, take advantage of opportunities. A bonus, get a mentor. Seek out and learn from people who are successful in the field you seek to be successful in yourself. Follow these keys and you'll be able to achieve anything and everything you want to achieve in life. Great day, great day, Coach Henton. And this segment is about income and your value. So your income is determined by your value. And your value is based on your ability or inability to solve problems for others. See, when you have a job, you have very, very little leverage most of the time. And that's why a lot of times the income is less than what people really want, because the employer doesn't really see that particular employee as valuable. But when you are creating money, when you are creating opportunities for other people, now that's when your value rises. And that, a lot of times, determines that you're going to make more money, or gives you the opportunity to make more money. So it's really based on what value that you have. And the bigger the problems that you solve, the more chances you have to make more money. I want you to keep that in mind. It's very, very, very important. So your income is determined by your value. And your value is the ability or inability to solve problems for others. Thank you. Great day, great day. Peace and happiness to everyone. I want to give you some insight on achieving success and going through hard times.
See, right before anything that's major that happens, something perceived as bad happens. Like I have no idea how it happens, why it happens, but that's the pattern. That's the pattern of success. That's the pattern of greatness. So you have to embrace it. Embrace that. And people who don't see your greatness, and people who try to tear you down, embrace that. Because that same energy, that same adversary is going to be the very same energy that's needed in order for you to move to your highest levels. Because it's like exercising. When you exercising, you gotta keep pushing yourself to do the next exercise, and your muscles break down. You have to tear your muscles apart literally in order for them to build back stronger. And that's the same thing with achieving your greatness. You have to go through the different trials and tribulations to literally push yourself mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, in order for you to achieve greatness. Because when everything is going smooth, when everything is going well, you're not thinking about doing things better, because you're already feeling great. You're already at a state of mind that, okay, I'm good, I'm relaxed. And when you're at a relaxed state, that's when that's when you're feeling great, and you're not gonna, you're most likely not gonna push yourself, because mentally you're like, okay, there's no need to push myself because I'm good. But when you're going through hard times, when you're going through tough times, when you assisting other people that's going through their hard times, that's when you're able to figure things out for yourself and others. So even when you reach the point where you are good, where you are feeling great, there's always going to be someone else that needs your assistance. So that's how you push yourself to keep growing, to be able to assist other people. So first you assist yourself with being able to achieve what you're seeking to achieve, and push through any adversary, and appreciate every single person that told you no. Appreciate every single person that told you it cannot be done. Appreciate every single aspect of your life that's giving you pain, because that's the very same pain that you need to go through in order to be better. In order for your muscles to get stronger. Remember, your mind is a muscle. Think about that. Give a little some insight on having less stress. And a lot of times we have unnecessary stress that we put on ourselves, because we're going off the expectations of other people. And really, it just boils down to doing your best to go after your vision, but appreciating every single aspect of life, especially when other people come into our lives that assist us, because there are different aspects of our life. Everything assists us. Whether it be the car you drive, or even getting on the bus or the train. Appreciate getting on that bus. Appreciate that driver getting you to that destination. Appreciate your car getting you to that destination. Appreciating being able to have a car. Appreciate being able to live wherever you're living. Whether it be your place that you own or rent, or even if you're staying with someone else, that, you know, show appreciation for every single aspect of life. Because the when you appreciate things, you allow better things to come in. And when you appreciate people, the value grows. Appreciate means growing the value. The value grows of something, just like properties. Properties appreciate in value. The value grows. Appreciate people, the value of the relationship grows. Appreciate material things, the value of that grows. And then, so just like on the equity of property, and then you're able to get more things, attract more things. So just, I want to say, have minimum expectations of other people and things, and but never settle for less. So it's a balance of having minimum expectations, because we're not privileged to have anything, really. Things come and go. But never settle for less. Keep going. Strive for the best. Never settle for less, ever. But have appreciation. And don't allow the thoughts of others to dampen your appreciation. And that's huge. Like that's huge. Like that's extremely huge. That's a great way to have peace. Is really, really by appreciating every single aspect. Appreciating being able to see the sun, or see the darkness, or see in general. Appreciate being able to utilize your hands and your feet. Appreciate being alive. I'm talking about every single aspect. Just appreciate everything, and just see things in a greater light, and you'll have peace. And it'll keep growing. That's what life is about. That's what life is about. I appreciate all of you for listening. I appreciate every single person who gave the 5-star reviews on my book, Staying Happy and Confident When Your World's Falling Apart. I appreciate everyone who read the book, everyone who listened to the book. It's so beautiful being able to share my thoughts with the world. So I appreciate everything. Have a great, great day. Max out on your appreciation. And let's enhance the world.
Great day, Coach Henson. I want to let you know, you 100% receive what you settle for, and you receive what you 100% feel that you are worthy of. Those two things. So you receive what you settle for, and you receive what you 100% feel that you are worthy for or worthy of. I'll give an example. Let's say you're going for a job interview. Before you go for a job interview, you look at the job. You look at how much the job is paying, and you have a number in your head of the amount of money that you're willing to settle for. So you go for that, and you keep going after denial, different jobs turn you down, and you keep and you don't stop until you get it. That's success, and then you receive exactly what you settled for. If you're going for $50 an hour, and you see something for $15 an hour, you're not gonna settle for that. You know, you may settle for around 40. You know, but you receive what you settle for, and then on top of that, you receive what you 100% feel that you are worthy of. Now, say in terms of attracting money, you may say that you want $1 million, but if you don't 100% feel that you are worthy of that, you're not going to get it, because you receive what you 100% feel that you're worthy of, because we set the limitations for us going after what we're going to go after and not settling for it. Now, it's just like the job. Many people 100% feel that they are worthy of that specific amount, so that's why they don't settle until they get it. It's no coincidence. Same thing with attracting any amount of money. If you if you don't 100% feel that you're worthy of something, you're not going to get it. And it usually comes with stages. You know, we start from small and keep working our way up. It's like, yeah, I received this. So yeah, I'm able to receive a little bit more. Okay, I received this. Okay, I'm able to receive a little bit more. But it's really not about that we started from the ground up and worked our way up. Far as is that we were used to a certain amount. So now, in our mind, body, and soul, we're like, okay, I can receive a little bit more. But really, if you fine-tune your mind to 100% knowing you are worthy of whatever amount of money or whatever type of relationship or whatever type of lifestyle that you 100% want, then you'll take the steps towards doing the necessary things to get it, and you will not settle for anything less than that. And that's how you get it, just like a job interview. You must know exactly what you want in life and never, ever, ever settle for less. Peace and blessings to all. I appreciate everyone. Let's rock out. Let's continue to have great vibes. Have a great day, great night, great week, great month, great year, great decade. Decades. Absolutely. Absolutely. Don't settle for less, ever. Peace. Great day, Coach Henson. I want to let you know, you 100% receive what you settle for, and you receive what you 100% feel that you are worthy of. Those two things. So you receive what you settle for, and you receive what you 100% feel that you are worthy for or worthy of. I'll give an example. Let's say you're going for a job interview. Before you go for a job interview, you look at the job. You look at how much the job is paying, and you have a number in your head of the amount of money that you're willing to settle for. So you go for that, and you keep going after denial, different jobs turn you down, and you don't stop until you get it. That's success, and then you receive exactly what you settled for. If you're going for $50 an hour, and you see something for $15 an hour, you're not gonna settle for that. You know, you may settle for around 40. You know, but you receive what you settle for, and then on top of that, you receive what you 100% feel that you are worthy of. Now, say in terms of attracting money, you may say that you want $1 million, but if you don't 100% feel that you are worthy of that, you're not going to get it, because you receive what you 100% feel that you're worthy of, because we set the limitations for us going after what we're going to go after and not settling for it. Now, it's just like the job. Many people 100% feel that they are worthy of that specific amount, so that's why they don't settle until they get it. It's no coincidence. Same thing with attracting any amount of money. If you if you don't 100% feel that you're worthy of something, you're not going to get it. And it usually comes with stages. You know, we start from small and keep working our way up. It's like, yeah, I received this. So, yeah, I'm able to receive a little bit more. Okay, I received this. Okay, I'm able to receive a little bit more. But it's really not about that we started from the ground up and worked our way up. Far as is that we were used to a certain amount. So now, in our mind, body, and soul, we're like, okay, I can receive a little bit more. But really, if you fine-tune your mind to 100% knowing you are worthy of whatever amount of money or whatever type of relationship or whatever type of lifestyle that you 100% want, then you'll take the steps towards doing the necessary things to get it, and you will not settle for anything less than that. And that's how you get it, just like a job interview. You must know exactly what you want in life and never, ever, ever settle for less. Peace and blessings to all. I appreciate everyone. Let's rock out. Let's continue to have great vibes. Have a great day, great night, great week, great month, great year, great decade. Decades. Absolutely. Absolutely. Don't settle for less, ever. Peace.